Tully. Drink. Ve'ilam mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. A lot of very fascinating things just in this first pasuk. Obviously, whenever the Torah adds a vav to any new topic, it's coming to connect it to the old. As Rashi brings down, kol makom shenemar eila pasal asachishayinim. If it says eila on its own, it's isolating it from what was said before. These and not what was said previous. And vav, ve'eile moisif al rishon. When it says vav, ve'eile, it's coming to connect it to what was said before. Almost to be matfilit, to make it part of what was said before. So Rashi says, what is that? Mari shoinoi misinai, afelu misinai. Just like the first ones, Aseres Hadibus, was given in Sinai, Mishpatim is also from Sinai. So all the Mefarshim ask, what's going on here? Of course, the only other time we find such a concept is the Teres Kahanim in Parshas Bahar. Over there it also says, Vayidaber Shem al Moshe Bahar Sinai. And over there Chazal asks the same question. And over there, Taka Chazal say to teach you that the Pratim and the Gdukim, that the side points are also given in Sinai. So why, what's the Havamini here? Why would you think that this is not from Sinai? That you need the Torah to tell you it is from Sinai? Of course it's from Sinai. It's part of the Torah. Why would you think it's not part of Sinai? So that's number one. The second part of Rashi says, the last week's parasha ended with the Mizbeach, the building of the Mizbeach. It said, Mizbeach Adom Atasel. Right? If you'll make a Mizbeach Avoni. And then it goes right into Mishpatim. So Rashi says, Loimar Lecho, Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. This is Mamish Mind Boggling. Rashi says it's coming to teach you that you should put the Sanhedrin by the Mizbeach. Ad kan divrei Rashi. You should put the Sanhedrin by the Mizbeach. The obvious question is, what do you mean? That has nothing to do with Parshas Mishpatim. That's halacha nuchot Beis HaMikdash. L'moshel, after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was still a Bezdin. Bezdin is irrelevant of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, in addition to whatever else you have in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Sanhedrin. But it's not a din that the Sanhedrin is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din that the Mikdash has a Sanhedrin there. There's a very big difference between the two. Sanhedrin is a totally independent body. It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It happens to be. And all of the halachas that we're going to learn about in this week's parsha, rubam kekulam, almost everything, has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, we'll have aliyah l'regel, we'll have a couple of connections to the Beis HaMikdash. Rubam kekulam is monetary laws, have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash at all. It happens to be that the Bez Nagodl, Lishkas HaGozis, was over there in the Har HaBayis. Happens to be. But that's not an integral part of Bez. So why would the Torah in Parashas, if you want to tell me that when the Torah in Parashas Truma talks about the Beis HaMikdash, it would allude to the fact that the Beis HaMikdash has in it also a Sanhedrin, that's fine. Kilu, the Gemara in Yuma has a discussion about a mezuzah in the Beis HaMikdash. There's Lishkas Perhedrin, for instance, where the Kohen Gadol lived, technically was a dwelling, technically would qualify for mezuzah. The Gemara says it was potter. The secha, there's a miut, potter from mezuzah. If the Lishkas Parhedrin needed a mezuzah, then it would make sense that in the Midas, in the Meseches Midas, talking about the Beis Hamikdash, it would say you need a mezuzah here. But it wouldn't say in Ilchas Mezuzah that the Beis Hamikdash needs a mezuzah. That's part of Ilchas Beis Hamikdash. That's not part of Ilchas Mezuzah. Here we're dealing with Sanhedrin. So Rashi says that the reason why Sanhedrin was put next to the Mizbeach was to tell you that that's where the Sanhedrin belongs. That's a side issue that there happened to have been also a Bez Nagadol on the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, that Sanhedrin went into Golos. Wasn't always the only there. Wasn't only in the Beis Hamikdash. So this is really mamish mind-boggling. Mamish mind-boggling. We go on the following Rashi. Also, Mamish Apella. Asher Tosam Ufneim. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should take these laws, Eila Mishpotim. Asher Tosam Ufneim, you should place it in front of them. You should place it in front of Klal Yisrael. Comes Rashi. Rashi says, and let's not forget, this is Hashem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Hashem talking to some Cheder Rebbe. Hashem's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. A Cheder Rebbe could say, you know what? Today I'm a little exhausted. I'll tell the kids a couple of Maisalach. I'll make a little bit of a longer recess for today. I'll call my wife during recess. I can't happen she was my wife. I'm not up to teaching today. We'll talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Av HaNeviim. Hashem says, Loi Kimoi I'll teach it to them 2-3 times quickly, Pashas Mishpatim, 1-2-3. And then Achadesub name the Mishnosa. Till they get the basic idea, they know the Pashup Shat. Ela Hamishpatim the Mishpat. I'll do it 3 times till they can say it back to me. And then I'm off for the day. Snow day. Early dismissal. Everybody could go home. The Eini Matriach Atzmi. Listen to the Lashon. Eini Matriach Atzmi. I'm not going to burden myself. That's what the word Tirch means. I'm not going to burden myself. Lahavino. To make them understand. Tamei Hadovar Upirushu. Now I'm in Chinuch. And if somebody had this attitude, they wouldn't get a job in third grade. If I had a third grade Rebbe that was interviewing for a job and he said, you know, Aridinsky, I liked it, 1-2-3, I don't like to burden myself to start chewing up the point again and again. 2-3 times, whoever gets it, good, get weiter. I don't think Priwane either would qualify. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu Shem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu something that every elementary school teacher understands, that's not a mahalach. That's not the way we do things. That's not the way we educate. Here Hashem is talking to Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Nah, Asher Tosam Lufneim, not what you're thinking, that I'll do it 2-3 times till they get the basic idea, and I'm not going to explain to them in depth what's going on here. So Rabbeinu Shem says, no. L'kach nema, Asher Tosam Lufneim, Kishulchan Oruch. Hashem says, I want you to make it like a ready-made table. Muchan lechol ufnei adam. That you can eat from this table. Everything should be clear, concise, palatable. That's it. It's one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch is called the Shulchan Aruch. This Rashi. Shulchan Aruch. It's ready to be taken. Ready to be absorbed. David, you and my father every night, Shulchan Aruch. You just take it and eat it. It's ready. It's prepared. So that's what Rashi says. Moshe was like Moshe Tam. And by the way, we'll only find this over here. No place else in the Torah do we find that Hashem has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, not the way you think that you're just going to do the shortcut. Only over here. And I could tell you on the surface, the place that I would suspect would be the least thoughtful to try to just skim through it as possible. That's like, who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? Parshas Mishpatim. When I listen to kids learning Parshas Mishpatim, I get a headache. Because I know that the understanding is elementary. And you hear the Rebbe say it to them, you know, hey, let these arms, Mishpatim, Mishpatim. Should you should toss them in place, lift them in front of them. You think, the Rebbe, in a couple of psukim, he went through Sanhedrin and Bava Kama. And these kids don't even know it. They're just, right? So, it's interesting that this is where Hashem chose to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that there's no shortcuts. No shortcuts. Then we have the next Rashi, which perhaps is more difficult than everything we discussed so far. Lifneim, v'loy lifneim v'kechav. Now we have another pasuk. Lifneim. Not in front of the goyim. Don't go to the secular courts. Says Rashi. Obviously, it's bothering Rashi. Why would you go to say, you have mishpatim, what are you going to secular court for? So Rashi says, im yodata, v'afilu yodata bedin. This is like mamish mind-boggling. You know that the secular court happens to use Jewish laws. Afilu yodato b'din echot sheim donim oisek dinei Yisrael. You know that they happen to do dinei Yisrael. So you figure, you know what? The Beis Din is more expensive. So I'll file a quick claim. And I know they use the same type of laws. What's the problem? Still, al tevieyu ba'akoy shalakum. So Rashi's first statement seems to be so basic. Imagine if I were to tell you, you know what? I know a priest. He lives in New City. He happens for some reason. He learns Yeridaya. And grad in his church, he preaches Yeridaya. He's makbar on basa b'chalov. He's makbar on milchiks and fleishiks. He even waits to 6 hours. I heard that he's a machmir. The Ramah brings down, you can wait an hour, according to some. He says, no, absolutely unacceptable. 6 hours. Not only that, he goes from benching. He holds, you can't count the 6 hours from when you eat the meat. He's machmir like Torah HaShulchan. From when you bench, it's even more machmir than we are. So, you know, if you have a Yeridaya Shaila, you can't get through. So don't text Father Thompson. Even though, do I have to tell you that? Is that a Chiddush? But we know he's using Yeridaya as his code of law. I understand. But we get you Sagoy for Psak Halacha. We know we understand that. For some reason, the Torah has to give us a special warning over here. Doesn't tell it to us in Yeridah. Doesn't say in Yeridah, by the way, if the priest is paskening Yeridah, Shilas, don't bring your chicken to him. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say in Hilchos Tefillin. If you have a shal in Hilchos Tefillin, and you know that the priest is makbar on Tefillin, don't bring it to him. State nisht. Over here, state, yeah. But then, Rashi goes to the opposite extreme. So then you think, okay, it's a love. You're not allowed to do it. No. Now we go throw the book at you. We start off by saying, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea. Without this pasuk, you would say, pretty good idea. There's less lines by the priest. Did you ever go in front of a priest's house with lines? Why? Go right in. Right? There's no lines. There's no kinderlach over there in the house. At least that we know of. Not in the house. Yeah. So go on. But then Rashi says, somebody who goes there, Shahamevi Dine Yisrael Lifnei Amayim, if you go with your Jewish dinim to the Goyim, Mechalel Es Hashem. So Rashi goes to the opposite extreme. We started out by, it's not a bad idea, which we don't understand why it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. Who's going to a goy? I mean, with a bezdin, with dayanim, with everything, we have to shvitz to hopefully get the right psak. You're going to the goyim because they happen to use Jewish laws. But then Rashi goes to the opposite extreme. You should know if you go there, you're machalos Hashem, miyakar v'dizora, machalos Hashem, throws the book at you. What's the mapeshal? Is there? What is the explanation? So I'll tell you a machshava, which perhaps will give us some clarity in this inyan on two fronts. We'll also answer the first Rashi, we'll answer the Mizbeach. And we find a very interesting Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas there, Navov, talks about the fact that when people learn, the Shechina comes. Two people, even one person, right? The thing is, if you have more than one person, the Shechina comes and writes it, right? It says the Shechina comes and writes. What about a bezel? Three people, Yoshua, Adonu, was Hadin, says the Gemara in Brachas, Shechina comes down. Shechina is there. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? I mean, you're going to a court. What do you think is going on in a bezel Shal Yisrael? Torah! It's three people that are learning. Paskening Shilas, what do you think they're doing? They're not reading the newspaper. They're using Shulchan Aruch. So of course the Shechin is there. So listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'u detema, I would say, Dina ba'almehu. It's just a court. It's judgments. Dina ba'al. Kamash won the Torah. Of course it is. What do you think the judges are using to determine laws? Halach. What's the Ma'od Tema? The Gemara says, I would think, you know what? It's not really a taka if you have three rabbis sitting and learning, of course the Shechina comes. If you have two rabbis sitting and learning, two Jews sitting and learning, the Shechina comes. One Jew, the Shechina comes. But a Din Torah, maybe not. Why? Because I would think Dina Baalmu. It's just a judgment. It's not a Kamash on the Torah. So that Gemara is an eye-opener. Because that Gemara is telling us that there are two perspectives you could have about Din. Two perspectives. One perspective, Dina Baalmu. Well, there's a lot of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There's no Shaila in anywhere in Shas that if a guy opens up Chumash, and he learns about Hashavas Aveda, that he's Makayim Mitzvah from Talmud Torah. It's never debated, even though it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's never debated. And you could open up, and it doesn't matter what you're learning. You're learning the Torah. You can learn Hilchos Avodah Zarah. You can learn Hilchos Apikayos. You're also learning. You're learning about Apikayos. You can learn, like David says, you can learn about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's all Torah. Hakol Me'roi Echot. That's the Kamash one of the Gemara, in fact. The Gemara says, Kamash one Torah. I'm asking you, what's the Havamin? The Gemara says, the Havamin is, Ma'u detem adine ba'almehu. The Havamin would be, it's just a din. Kamash malon Torah.
I would think that certain dinim are so obvious. A, if you do A, you do B, that's the answer.
When one learns the obvious, the Shechina also comes. When you learn Aleph Beis, the Shechina comes. Why should the Shechina not come? That's the issue. So I want to tell you like this. The Goyim also have dinim. I'm not talking about that they have their own court system. I'm saying according to Halacha, Goyim have dinim. In fact, as you all know, according to one opinion, Shechem, city of Shechem was chayev, because they didn't have dinim. They didn't institute dinim. The fact that Shechem was able to get away with what he did, there was no dinim. But goyim have dinim. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's dinim. It's even a shaila what the dinim of goyim is. There's many different opinions. In the Rishonim, what's the dinim of goyim? Some say dinim is the dinim of the other six. Meaning a court system to sanction and enforce the other the six mitzvahs. Others, the Ramban learns, Goyim have all the laws. The Ramban says in Sanhedrin, they have Shor HaMoed, Shor Tam. He says, Kol Dinayim. They have all Dinayim Amunas. But the bottom line is, the goyim also have a court system. We all have a court system. Yet for some reason, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, and we say it every day, and the Medrash brings it in this week's parasha, Medrash Tanchumim, that goyim don't know, mishpotim bal yadom, lo yosochei l'chol, magi devorov liyankiv, chukov umishpotov liyisrael, lo yosochei l'chol goyim. So what's fascinating is we take the one thing the goyim do have, and we say they don't have it. We take the mishpatim, which Hashem actually gave the goyim, mishpatim, and according to some rishonim, He gave it to them with all the nuances. The Ramban holds with all the nuances, shartam and shamoed. So machlokes rishonim, what exactly the dinim of a goy looks like, but He gave them dinim, He gave them mishpatim. And in the davening we say, Mishpot and Baal Yido, and the Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parasha, is Marech, to say that's what Milo we have. We're not like the Goyim. We got Mishpot. The Goyim don't have Mishpot. So you pick the one thing that the Goyim do have, and we use that as like our superiority. Our superiority is the one thing that we share with the Goyim, to some degree. Either to a large degree or to a small degree. So I think Rabbi said a teretz is pashut. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Yud, he brings down that there has to be a court system for goyim. Like Yishoches Aretz, the earth can't become desolate and ruined if you're not going to have a court system. It's just chaveri chayim bloy. You look at certain countries where there's lawlessness. Can't survive. You need civilization. You need mishpat. So, mishpatim has a very practical aspect to it. Just like food. It's like food. If I would tell you, you know, you need to have food. You need to survive. Right? So it's almost on the same level. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Elmolei Meirah Ishes Chaveri Chaim Bloy. Mishnah says in Avos. People would swallow each other up alive. El molei meroish is chaver chayim b'lo. They're taking mission. So court systems are a requirement for any civilized society. It needs to have a court system. So there are two ways to look at what's the point of mishpat. One is the simplistic way. Hashem wants that there should be shalom in the world. Mishpatim is a way of saying there's got to be peace in the world. And Hashem says it can't be a lawless land. It has to be mishpatim. Now, and the Rosh Hashanah, in order to provide that, the Rosh Hashanah gave us Parshas Mishpatim. In order to provide a civil society, how are you going to do it? This guy's going to say, Chai, Potter. Baruch Hashem gave us guidelines. This is the way to run a civil society. But the main idea here is to have the conclusion of a civilized society. If that's Taka de Pshat, then how we get to that is not relevant. How we reach the conclusion of a civilized society is not relevant. Okay? It's not. Who cares? As long as there's a system in place that works, that's fair. I don't want to be unfair. A fair system, that's good enough. So Yid wakes up in the morning, he goes, 1 second. So the whole mitzvah mishpatim is there should be civilization. And the reason why the Baruch Hashem gave us mishpatim is just to put together a fair system. It's fair. If my ox scores your ox, I should pay. If it's the first 3 times, have a chmanos on me. After that, this, if a guy steals, he should pay twice. It's a system, a fair system that works. The guy says, you know what? I heard that the local court system is running the same type of thing. A fair judicial system. I'll go there. I'll go there and be mekayim what Hashem wants for me anyway. Hashem wants a fair system. There should be shalom b'olam. I'll go over there. What's the halakha? What's the difference? The whole purpose of mishpatim is that there should be a civil society governed by law and not lawlessness. I've accomplished that. But the truth is that there's a whole different way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is, of course, on a holistic level, mishpatim are there to create civil society. But mishpatim is ratzon Hashem. You're fulfilling ratzon Hashem. When the guy whose ox gored and he pays chatzi nezek, he's not just paying. He's doing ratzon Hashem like eating matzah on Pesach. It's a mitzvah. He's mamali ratzon. He's serving his creator. He's not just living civilly. It's way beyond living civilly. He's serving his creator. Comes the Torah number one and puts mishpatim together with the mizbeach. Just like we all understand, a mizbeach is there to serve Hashem. We understand the sanctity of a mizbeach. Mizbeach is, I'm serving Hashem. So too, mishpatim is serving Hashem. Mishpatim is not just to have a civil society. It's serving Hashem. Comes Rashi and he says, that's why he put it together with the Mizbeach. And the truth is, even after the Beis HaMikdash is bottled, this is our way of serving Hashem. By keeping Mishpatim. And that's why the Torah anchored it to Sinai. It's the same thing as Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And it's the same thing as Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. Mishpatim is the same. There will be a valid way to look at it differently. V'araya by Goyim, that's all it is. That's all it is. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mishpatim, he had a shaila. He could have had a shaila. What do I do here? Is the point here to create a civil society? So I don't need them to analyze and develop what's going on with a short time. Listen, the bottom line is this is the halacha. If you bang into your friends, if your ox bangs into his ox, first three times, a chatzin nezek. That's all. Look, Rashi, you would think that mishpatim is there just to create a system. And of course, Moshe knew, I have to give that system over to them as a system. And where will I feel satisfied? Like he says, achete stura b'fiyam. They know clear the laws. They know the laws. They know what to do. This is serving Hashem. And this has to be developed and learned and studied as Ratzon Hashem, the way you learn Hilchas Matzah and Hilchas Chametz and Hilchas Shabbos. This is Ratzon Hashem at stake. And that's why you have to be Mevinam Tamei Hadavar. The biggest contrast between us and the Goyim could be seen in Mishpat. Because he has the same system. And by us, Hashem says, I want it to be part of your Torah. And by them, it's practical. That's what we say in the davening. Lo yosochein l'chol goyim. There is no nation. Mishpatim bal yudom. Doesn't say they don't have laws. They don't have the yudom, which is exactly what Rashi says. I thought, eini mevinim tamei adav. I'm not going to give them the reasons, the understandings, analyzing. No. By us, the beauty of a yid is that his dover chol, his laws, are also part of the mitzvah Hashem. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of the Torah HaKadosh. The chol is kodesh. Of course the kodesh is kodesh. The chol is kodesh. And that is why, that's the point that's being brought out in the whole parasha from beginning to end. That's the nekuda. And that's again, that's the connection to Sinai. That's the connection to Mizbech. That's the connection to Avinim Taimi Adovo. And that's the Havamina. If it was only to create a legal system, go to any legal system you like. As long as it's a fair. So when Chazal say, Im Yodata, that they judge like Jews, it means more or less they use a fair system. Like we use a fair system. Good enough. No, this is Avodas Hashem. Says Rashi, Umiyakar Avodas Kachavim. Because Because you're embracing another religion. Because the laws are part of our religion. The laws are us serving Hashem. And that's what the Gemara in Brachos means. Ma'u detema, to have a meaning would be three judges that are sitting. That's just creating a lawful society. Kamash malon detoili. Kamash malon, that this is the Ratzon Hashem, like Lulav and Esrig and Matzah and Shafer and Megillah. It's the same thing. And that's why it's Torah and Shechina. The Shechina comes and Zashvas Hashem. That's why I explained. That was the first part of the Shechina.
That's why Sanhedrin not in the base of Mikdash. That's why
That's why the Sanhedrin. Exactly. It was part of Avodas Hashem.
The fact that we say.